And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, I've been thinking about money laundering.
Yeah, how does it work, Lingy?
First and foremost, don't declare it on live radio that you're going to do it.
No, I've just been thinking about it.
Oh, okay, sure.
I always thought it was... Like, I always see, every time I see a laundromat, I think, oh, yeah.
Well, allegedly a good way to launder money.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cash business.
So it's not dumb.
Nah.
All right.
Okay.
Allegedly.
So just for my understanding, because this is a world that I am not familiar with, right, yet.
I hope so.
So you hear a lot about it, but, you know, at casinos and stuff, they go and they wash money there somehow. But essentially you get money, ill-gotten gains, and it's in hard currency, and then you can't put it in any bank accounts because then people are like, where'd you get all this money from? Yeah. So you need to have a legitimate reason to have that money, then you can put it in a bank, right?
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
I've got an idea. Okay.
Okay, be a little careful what you're about to say.
It's a once-off thing. You couldn't do it more than once, I wouldn't think.
Okay.
Or you could maybe get away with it twice, but you'd need to leave like years in between. So it's got to be a decent whack of money, right?
Mm.
Again, be careful about what you're about to say.
Go for it.
You know when you find money, right, on the street?
Yeah.
Okay? And if it's a decent amount of money, you'll generally take it to the police station.
Sure.
Yeah? Sure. Yeah.
Right? And it sits there. And it sits there unclaimed, but you leave your details, right? And if no one claims it for XYZ amount of time, right, then you get to keep it, is my understanding.
Okay. I think in theory it's a nice little story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
It's either that or it's a Christmas party for the cops at the end of the year.
Well,
either one.
Now who's laundering?
No. I take that back. That's a joke.
So theoretically you could say, oh, 200 grand. Right, you could take 200.
You're finding 200 grand?
Oh, you're ill-gotten gains.
You're claiming you found 200 grand.
Yeah, so you go into a police station and you say, hey, found this suitcase, and it was a briefcase, it's got 200,000 bucks in it, or, you know, like lots of money in here. I figure I should give it to you guys, but take my details, because if no one comes to claim it, no one's coming to claim it, are they?
Yeah, I think... Your only little hurdle here is, I like your thinking.
No, I love your thinking.
Yeah, right?
Is, I reckon an amount that big, they're not going to ring you up and say...
You can have it now.
You can have it, mate.
Yeah, so that's why I need to
know. But finders keepers, that's a law.
Nah, the old finders keepers losers weepers does not come in when it's 200 grand worth of... They're probably thinking... This is drug related, so we need to keep this as evidence.
You know what? I'm so sick of drug dealers getting such a bad rap. Like, it's like sometimes people make money on other avenues.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's plenty of dealers that listen to us probably that are sitting there like, hey, what about the people in the horse racing industry or whatever? Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, they're doing dodgy stuff.
Stop putting it on us all the time.
Yeah. They've probably been up since Tuesday. So as a once-off, isn't that smart though? Incorporating the police in the actual.
I really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the code of conduct goes,
This is
a joke.
There's some little disclaimer we need to say now, isn't there?
Yeah. No way I'm getting my hands on 200 grand. No way.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're talking about serious names, unserious jobs.
Other way around. Serious names, serious jobs.
You're so confident.
Damn. Okay, let me give an example, right? So my mate is getting back surgery, and it's pretty intense surgery. Yeah. Like, no one wants to get back surgery, right? And the guy that's doing it, his name is Dave. Not David. Mm. And it's fine. I'm sure, you know, he's very well recommended.
Sure, he's studied for a long, long time and is great at what he does, but his name's Dave.
G'day, it's Dave. Yeah, we're just going to cut open your back there and, yeah. Hey, that's cool. No judgment, a little bit of judgment, not really though, because we want to celebrate the serious jobs and the unserious names right
Absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, we sure do. On 52232955, Deb's in Torquay. Morning, Deb.
Good morning, everybody.
Tell us about the serious job with the unserious name.
Okay, so the unserious name is Nick.
Yeah.
And the serious job is brain surgeon.
Wow.
I'm Dr. Nick.
Oh, goodness. Has he done the surgery yet?
Yes, he they nicked in there and took it out.
I bet you that's what he said too. I'm just going to nick in there, make a few nicks, and then I'm Nick. Let's nick.
Nick off.
Let's nick off.
Yeah. All right. No, that's okay.
I love that, Deb.
That would be something that you would carry as a medical professional who's an actual doctor with the name Nick.
You'd go Nicholas, wouldn't you?
You'd hate the Simpsons.
You'd hate the Simpsons.
Yeah. All right. Matt's in Curlewis. G'day, Matt. Have you got a person with an unserious name doing a serious job?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So, qualified CPA acting as a CFO, and his name's not Robert, it's Robbie.
Stay away from me money, Robbie.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are having just a little bit of trouble getting onto our Renegades player, so...
Why is that?
Stand by. There's some confusion with the phone number.
Oh, really? Okay. I think you might be calling now, though.
All right. Do you want to get him on now?
Let's go straight there.
Right. Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Hello, K-Rock 955. You're live on the air. Are you a Renegades cricketer?
Yes.
Yay! And Tim, may I just ask, were you trying a number that was incorrect because it was sent to you by one Tom Lewis?
Yeah, it was, and some random picked up who was definitely not from the radio station.
Sorry about that.
So just so you know, this is Tim Seifert, wicketkeeper batsman for the Renegades.
Yay!
Great to have you with us. Tim, you're going to be part of Team Tom on Saturday at the Renegades Family Day at Steam Packet Gardens here in Geelong. The fact that he can't even give you the correct phone number, does that worry you about perhaps the leadership you're going to be facing on Saturday?
Yeah, it does concern me a little bit, to be honest. but you know, we're just going to have to gel as a team, and apparently, it's one of the biggest games of the year. So I'm looking forward to it.
It really is. No, it's going to be great, and I will stay away from any sort of number related activities. I'm terribly sorry, Tim. Hey, so excited to have you on the team. Now you're a wicket keeper. We've been adding players. Some kids that are going to play with us all week. And we had a young fella by the name of Noah who was super keen to be the wicket keeper.
Yeah.
It's going to make things
work. He's going to have to take the gloves in.
See, Tim's a good man.
You are a good man, Tim. So does
we're Kiwis, you know. So.
Yeah.
Does this mean that you might be able to bowl? Because we were having a fight off air. The boys are like, he's a wicket keeper. He doesn't bowl. I'm like, but he still might be good at it. You know, can we just get a gauge on how good your bowling is there, Tim?
Oh, it depends what the skipper needs me, to be honest. If it's a bit of a green wicket, then I can bowl pace. If it's going to turn, I can bowl spin. So,
it
just depends whatever Tom needs me.
Yeah, okay. So the grass, I'm pretty sure, last check down at Steam Packet is green. So,
yes.
Okay, so a bit of pace then.
Yeah. Bit of pace then, Tim. Nice. This is very exciting. See, he's a great teammate. That's why the Renegades love him. That's why the Renegades fans love him. The Renegades fans here in Geelong are very excited. You've got the Heat here on the 15th. And you've got the Hurricanes here on the 21st, a bit of a home away from home. Geelong, give us a quick little rundown. What's the season looking like? You've got some terrific players in the lineup. This should be a big year for the Renegades.
Yeah, it's hopefully a great year for the Renegades. Obviously, we've brought a few new guys into the squad as well, which will hopefully boost our stocks. But, you know, we had a good team last year. Just fell short of kind of the last hurdle to break through into those finals. But I think this year... It's going to be our year, and it's exciting that we're playing two games in Geelong as well, because it was only the one game down there. So hopefully the Geelong can get around us for those first two games and start the tournament off to a fly.
Oh, they will. The Geelong faithful love to see you down here. It is your second year at the Renegades. Now, I've been asked to be a bridesmaid before, and it came with a gift with a nice card saying, "Will you be my bridesmaid?" When they ask you to stay for a second year, do you get that as well? Do you get a nice little gift with a card saying, "Will you still be my Renegade wicket keeper?"
Well, yeah, no, you kind of do that 2 years out. I signed a 2-year deal, so that's,
That's disappointing. That you got ripped off there, Tim.
Yeah. Could be at the end of this season,
Didn't get a nice bunch of flowers like you probably did.
Yeah, nice.
Nice, mate.
The big difference is everybody's excited to have Tim around.
Oh, really? I'll have you know that I'm actually quite the bridesmaid. Anyway, we won't talk about that right now, Tim. Don't worry about it.
Tim, okay, so you'll be bringing the batting skills. Is there anything that you need from me as your captain on the field?
No, I just need a bit of energy, a bit of laughter.
Yeah, I can do that.
You know, just, just get the team gelling together.
Right. I've been practicing my catching. I dropped someone on a hat trick last year, so I'm going to try and not do that this year.
It can happen. Just make sure it's not off my bowl.
And are you cool with sledging, Tim?
Yeah, heavy with sledging.
Yeah, good.
There's obviously a line to it, so we want to keep this side of the line, but happy for a bit of banter.
No, the kids need to learn, I
was just going to say, only to the children. Yeah. That's the line. Right. It's going to be a great season for the Renegades. Looking the good. Some great new players joining you. Mohammed Rizwan, how much of a difference is he going to make?
Yeah, he's going to be good. He's obviously a world-class player. He's played a lot of international cricket around the world, and it's going to be exciting to see him play, and hopefully he can do well for us this year as well. Mm.
All right. Well, you are our big import. We're very excited to have you coming down the highway to Steampacker Garden on Saturday, joining Team Tom. We're going to smash Team Tim. Last year, there was a really controversial decision on the last bowl that gave the game to him, so we can't let that happen again, okay?
Yeah, we won't let it go down that close.
Good work.
All right. Well, Tim Seifert, thank you so much for joining Team Tom. And if everybody wants to get along to see the Renegades taking on the Heat and the Hurricanes, you can search Renegade tickets to buy yours today. Thanks for the chat. We'll see you Saturday, mate.
Awesome. Thank you very much. See you Saturday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.